Okay. All right, we've got a few minutes here. This week and next week, we're going to cover, of course, the birth of Christ. And I think something always fresh. I think this is the best movie presentation I've seen. So that's why you may have seen that before. We should again. Next week is the 25th. So it's a good time for you to come. Bring your friends. Tell them the shopping malls are closed. The bank is closed. Everything's closed. We're open. So invite your friends to come. No classes next week. We'll have two sessions. We will have the communion 9:30 if you want that. 10 o'clock, one session. 11 o'clock, another session. All related to the birth of Christ. We're on the 25th. And 11 o'clock to 12, we will have the children with us here in this room, 11 to 12. So things will be a little bit different next week. Please come. Bring your friends. I was asked to remind you, you want to give for tax purposes, you want to give this year, financial year, next Sunday is the last opportunity. And there's a way to give out there, outside the door. Okay, we saw the movie, and the movie, you know, picture's worth 1,000 words, a movie's worth more. So that covered a lot of the details, right? Give you an impression. Our title today is on Emmanuel, God with us. This is a crucial point about the birth of Jesus. Its significance, its meaning is, why is it significant? Because of what it implies about God and us. Emmanuel, Jesus is Emmanuel. He is God with us in a profound sense. So let's just review some of the verses. Matthew actually doesn't cover a lot of those things about that you saw. A lot of them are in Luke. Matthew says this. We're going with the Gospel of Matthew. The birth of Jesus came about in this way. His mother Mary, having been engaged to Joseph, it was discovered before they came together, before they married, before they were united together, it's found out that she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. So her husband, Joseph, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, decided to divorce her secretly. He knew she was pregnant. He didn't know who was responsible. He knew it wasn't him. So he's going to terminate this relationship, divorce her secretly. But before he had considered these things, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is by the Holy Spirit. The source is the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you, Joseph, will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. That's the narrative, okay? Now, Matthew adds this, his commentary on this. Now, all of this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. It's the prophet Isaiah. See, this quotation, see, the virgin will become pregnant and will give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. When Joseph got up from sleeping, he's had that dream, back to the dream, he did as the Lord's angel had commanded him. He married her, Mary, but did not know her intimately until she gave birth to a son, and he named him Jesus. Okay, we'll pause there. Let's see if we have time. We do have a section on the Magi coming. Okay, this is the brief account given by Matthew. He gives it more or less from Joseph's side. Luke, the third gospel, gives it more from Mary's side. So you put them together and you got the two angles. Okay, it's about the birth of Jesus. Why is this important? Jesus is unique. He's unique in history, and his birth is unique. He's conceived of the Holy Spirit, yet born of Mary, human, yet from God's side. born of the Holy Spirit. Okay, and Matthew states that as a matter of fact. He doesn't get into the science, the biology of that. He states that as a fact, right? And he's recorded that to for us, right? And he quotes as a reference, he says, "Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, through Isaiah. See, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel," which is translated God with us. He's Emmanuel. So this matter of there's a virgin who's giving birth, and there's a son, and he's named Emmanuel, meaning God with us, does have a background from the Old Testament, so which Matthew brings in. Okay. The birth of Jesus is significant. You know, in this time of year, people think about this somewhat. There's other stuff going on. I have a quote for you just to put it in context of our modern context. This is a quote from David Schrock. He says, "When we sing, O come, Emmanuel," based on these verses, there's a song, hymn, Emmanuel. He says, "When we sing, O come, Emmanuel, let's not confuse the Lord's visitation, Jesus, with the arrival of Santa Claus," the guy in red, the chubby guy. "God didn't come to dwell with us because we've been good." You know, this whole thing about Santa Claus, the way it's told is, if you're good, you're nice, you're either nice or you're naughty. Your kids have either been nice or naughty. If they've been good, they're told to expect something from Santa. If they've been naughty, bad, they won't get anything. Of course, you ask the kid, ask any child, were you nice or naughty? You know the answer. They were always nice, or most of the time nice. Okay, that's so, you know, and humanly we have this thought, you know, if we're good, we get something. If we're bad, we don't get as much, or we get something bad. That's not the way God relates to us, right? Especially in the matter of Jesus. God did not give his son. His son is a gift. He's the gift of God. God doesn't give a gift because we're nice. God doesn't give us a gift because we're good, as he says. It's not because we're good, but because he is good. God is good. It's what God is, based on what he is, that God gives this gift of his son, Jesus Christ. And Isaiah, we quoted Emmanuel, this matter of Emmanuel comes from Isaiah. A couple of chapters later, he quotes also a famous passage, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." See, it's this matter of gift. To us, it's to the, yes, to Israel, actually to the human race. To us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And yes, every child that's born is, right, is given to that family, husband, wife, the family. But Jesus is given in a wider sense. And here's the statement, "Unto us, a child is born. To us, a son is given." Jesus, who's born 2,000 years ago, is God's gift given to us. "And his name shall be called," the continuation, "his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The government will be upon his shoulders. Of his kingdom there will be no end." So he's the unique child, unique son. He's not just a human child. He's also the mighty God. God the creator, God who makes everything. He's God the eternal father. He's the Prince of Peace. The one who's able, who can, who will ultimately bring in peace, who will bring in his kingdom. So this is not a normal birth, not your average birth. This is an exceptional birth because of the one who's given, and he's given as a gift to us. Praise the Lord. That's why it's important about Jesus being... Okay, but here the main point, the main point made by Matthew in the section we read is, right, he tells us Jesus is human, he's from Mary, yet he's the element of God is there, he's from the Holy Spirit. So he is Emmanuel, God with us. And Matthew makes this point and emphasizes it, you know, emphasizes this point. And actually, I mentioned this in the earlier class. You know, in the beginning of Matthew, this is the key statement. This is the theme. Matthew has narrated to us the facts, somewhat like you saw in the movie. But then he makes this commentary, which is key to his whole book of 28 chapters. He says, what's happening here? The key for you and I to get is it fulfills, it matches what was told in the Old Testament, that a virgin conceives and brings forth a son, and you will call his name Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. You may say, well, wasn't God with them in the Old Testament? Wasn't what God with Abraham? Wasn't God with David? Wasn't God with Moses? Wasn't God, yes. The answer, wasn't God with Israel? The answer is yes, he was. But the birth of Jesus is another step. The birth of Jesus brings God to us in a more profound way, in a more significant way, in a way that meets our need. So even you go back to Isaiah, where Matthew's quoting from, you know, they were in trouble. Israel was being attacked, and the king, who was a descendant of David, was fearful, and Isaiah went to reassure him. No, you have to have faith in God, ask for a sign. He said, I don't want to test God. Isaiah said, God is giving you a sign. God will give you a sign. There'll be a child born. He'll be named Emmanuel. Emmanuel, which means God with us. King, God is with us. And if you read on a few chapters, then he's saying, the enemies who are attacking you, threatening you, will be defeated. Why? God is with us. Right? So even in Isaiah's time, 700 BC, God was with them. But still, the relationship with God and his people was still somewhat distant. By the birth of Jesus Christ, God comes to dwell among the human race. God who's divine, God who's eternal, God who's infinite, God who's not subject to time, not subject to space. Not right, God who's not limited became limited in the person of Jesus. To us, a child is born, to us, a son is given. Right, that's the birth of Jesus. God became located in the person of Jesus Christ. And two sides, he's God with us. The other side, Joseph was called, name him Jesus. He will save his people from their sins, right? We have a need, and that need was not fully taken care of in the Old Testament, even by the sacrifices. The ultimate sacrifice was going to be accomplished by Jesus Christ. So God took on flesh, took on humanity, so that he could bring God to us, show God to us, display what kind of God we have, and on the other side, go to the cross, be as the perfect one, as the sinless one, die for those who have sinned, those who are not nice, are not good, die for them so that they could be forgiven by God. Amen. He's Jesus because he saves his people from their sins, right? So, on the other hand, he is Emmanuel. He is God with us, right? So God came closer to man. God came among men by the birth of Jesus that day in Bethlehem. He grew up, he had a ministry on the earth to speak for God, to show people what kind of God they have, right? And then he died on the cross, was buried, resurrected, right? And at the end of a period of appearing to the disciples, he told them, go and bring this message to all the people. All authority is given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. And I am with you all the days to the end of the age. So Matthew's gospel begins with the birth of Jesus Christ. It begins with God coming to us as Emmanuel, God with us, in the person of Jesus. He lives a life, dies on the cross, pays the penalty, is buried, is resurrected. Then he appears to the disciples. They can be forgiven by his death. They can receive his life by his resurrection. He breathes into them, says, receive the Holy Spirit, and says, all authority is given to me in heaven and earth, so you can go take the message of forgiveness, the message that God comes to man, the message that God wants to live with man, with people, and take that message to every place. Praise God. And I am with you all the days to the end of the age. So today, Jesus is Emmanuel and God is with us. To some people on this earth, God is still, you know, they have a feeling. Yes, you ask them, is God, do you believe in God? Yes. Is God with you? Yeah, in a kind of way, God is with us. You know, God's there. I'm here. I kind of respect God, kind of relate to God. God is with us. You know, the U.S. dollar says what? That's something about God. The U.S. dollar says, in God we trust. In God we trust. That is, you know, as a nation we say, so people feel, oh, we're a Christian country. Do we trust in God? Yeah, even our dollar says so. You just have to ask, you trust in the dollar or you trust in God? It's a toss-up, right? You know, God wants to be with us, not just in that kind of sense. Oh, we're a Christian nation. We're a Christian country. We honor God. We kind of respect God somewhat. We have God in the Constitution or whatever, you know. Oh, Canada, I think there's still God in there somewhere, right? God wants to be, that's the most remote way for God to be with you. That's kind of, at best, that is the Old Testament way. No, God became a man in the person of Jesus Christ, right? That is to bring God to us, to die on the cross, to rise from the dead so that he could make himself one with his disciples. He said, in that day, because I live, you will live also, right? You can receive me. You can receive the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Then God is with us in a more intimate way, more profound way, right? That is God with us. That's the kind of God with us that the gospel is about. Even more, at the end of Matthew's gospel, he says, go, you know, all authority is given to me. Go, disciple, teach people what I've taught you, right? I am with you. That is a more profound sense. So if you're a Christian, you may say, is God with you? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Right? If Jesus came into your life, then you have God with you. Right? You may say, Jesus came into my heart. That's God with you. More than that, God wants us today to join with him. If you're a Christian, join with him. You heard a testimony from Roland he's endeavoring to speak about Christ, help people follow Christ. He's endeavoring to work together with Jesus Christ, right? To carry out that mission for God. And you and I can do that in our own life. That is being with, having God with us and joining with God in God's mission to this world. And that mission is for everyone. I like at the end there, we had in the movie, we had the mayor of the wise man, right? I think that's good. Jesus, right? It's interesting. Jesus came to the Jewish nation. Jesus came to, you know, and those people from the east, we don't know where, from Iran, Iraq, India, China, who knows? All we know, they're from the east. They came because they saw a star, and somehow they had a realization, you know, there's a king being born, and we should honor him, worship him. So they came. They came to Jerusalem, the place where people had the scriptures, they had this kind of writing. They asked, where is, you know, we're seeking the king. And the Herod, the king of the Jews, asked his advisors where Jesus was born. They told him the chapter, the verse, we know, Bethlehem, in the land of region of Judah, out of you will come the one who will rule my people. They knew the speaking, they knew the prophecy. On the other hand, you don't hear about them going. They didn't get up from where they were to go down to Bethlehem. It's only about 10 kilometers. But these people who didn't have the scriptures but had a seeking, they're not Jews, but they came. They came that far, and they came the rest of the way. They came to where Jesus was, and they worshipped him. They honored him as a king. And that should encourage us all. That is a little picture in Matthew. The birth of Jesus, yes, he was Jewish. Yes, he was born in the Jewish land to Jewish people, Jewish parents. Yes, but this Jesus is for everybody, and somehow these wise men had that realization, and they responded. Praise God. There's a response. So the birth of Jesus from you and me, you know, there should be a response from us. It's not just something for us to know, agree with. No, we respond. Jesus, you are the Savior. You are God with us. This is the start of your story. Here in Matthew, by your birth, there's the rest of the story. Based on this, we honor you, we worship you, we give you thanks. Let's be like the Magi. Honor him, seek him, come to where he is. Let me just close in prayer and we'll end our service this morning. Lord, we thank you for that day. You were born. You left the realm of God and came to this human earth. You were born through human beings. You were born there in Bethlehem. And you were God with us. Thank you. You brought God to the human race. And you brought salvation through you. You're Jesus. You're the Savior. Thank you for what you lived your life on the earth. You died on the cross. You resurrected to bring man, reconcile man to God. Lord, and we want to respond. We want to receive what you've done, receive the work you've done, and we acknowledge you this morning. We want to worship you and give you thanks. Remind us as we go through this week, you are God with us. When we're on the job, in the home, in school, you're with us, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. We're ending right on time, which for me is a miracle. So there you go. You got something to thank God for. All right. We're going to stop here. And we hope to see you next Sunday. Okay. We'll be open for business. Thank you.